As we just heard, Venezuelans are in a constant struggle to meet their basic day-to-day needs. Water, electricity, food, medicine. It's all left many Venezuelans with a hard choice. Do we stay in the country or do we leave? The World's Carol Hills reached out to two women with different answers to that question.
Mino Reyes is a retired architect and a proud Venezuelan. She lives with her husband in Caracas, where she says the situation has become extreme.
You don't know what's going to happen, you know, the next 2 hours. This lack of stability, of you don't know if you can take a shower, if you can prepare your breakfast, or if you're going to find transportation, or if tomorrow you're going to work or not. It's a very, very, scaring situation.
For decades, Mino worked as an architect, designing public sector projects like hospitals and schools. These days, there's no work, so she volunteers at her alma mater, Simón Bolívar University. It used to be one of the most prestigious science and technical schools in Latin America. Now it's open just a few hours a day and hasn't had water for almost 4 months. Mino is determined to save her university, so she spends her days finding alternative sources of water and generators to keep the lights on. Her five sisters all live abroad, and most of the time they can't get through to her to find out if she's okay. Mino says she often has to wander through the streets of Caracas to find a signal to use WhatsApp. That's usually the only thing that works.
You cannot go to a store and buy any food or anything you need because there's no power, they're closed, or if they're open, you have to pay in cash. And with this hyperinflation, there's no way you can have enough to buy anything you need.
The power shortages mean that food in refrigerators is starting to rot. Mino's getting a generator to use at home, and she counts herself lucky that she can afford one. But when I asked if she's ready to leave Venezuela, like millions of her fellow citizens have already done, Mino says no way. She's in it for the long haul.
I'm going to stay here. I'm going to continue working. I think this is a beautiful country that have many, many possibilities. It's a future of brightness, and I'm going to be here to see that, and I'm going to be here to help to do that.
Valentina Aguana feels differently. She's 20 and a current student at Simón Bolívar University studying computer engineering.
Thanks to the recent blackouts, I haven't been able to go to my university since March 7th.
As you can hear, that Skype connection was rough. But here's Valentina's story. She lives with her mother and helps to support her and her extended family by doing freelance tech work. But now she's afraid to turn her computer on because if there's a blackout or power surge, it could wreck it. Valentina says she hasn't had running water at her home in over a week. They have a water tank, but it's nearly dry. A few months ago, Valentina was optimistic. Juan Guaido had declared himself president. She could imagine then that there was a way for Venezuela to get out of the crisis. But then nothing much happened.
At this very moment, after these past 3 weeks of national blackouts, I think the general perception of the crisis among Venezuelans is hopeless.
Hopeless, she says. Valentina doesn't see an end in sight. Now she's thinking of leaving Venezuela. She says the stress of being a foreigner in a new country would be nothing compared to the risks of staying in Caracas. She actually believes she could die if she stays. If she gets sick and ends up in a hospital, what if there's no power and no medicine? Crime is rampant. She worries about taking a wrong turn on the street.
If I go out, I don't know, in a wrong time, I can be killed by someone trying to steal something from me. I mean, the situation is just Mad Max.
You know Mad Max, the movie about a dystopian future. Valentina says her family used to be middle class and was doing okay. But 2 or 3 years ago, everything changed. Now they're struggling to put food on the table. She says maybe if she went abroad, she could get work with her computer skills and then send money home. At least that way, she'd actually be of more help to her family. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.